Welcome to another episode of IdeaCast. This one is a special one in which we are introducing a fantastic new partnership that IKEA has just launched with 1HE. And here today to talk about this partnership, we've got Olivia Fleming, founder and director of partnerships at 1HE, and our very own CEO, Simon Finn.
It's lovely to be here, Sian.
Thank you, Sian.
Fantastic. So firstly, to give everybody an introduction to 1HE, Olivia, why don't you tell us all about 1HE?
1HE exists to support educators and higher education institutions to improve student outcomes through effective teaching. And how do we do this? We do this by providing practical and engaging micro-learning on effective teaching in a safe and supportive online community. And each piece of micro-learning is designed to help educators make small changes in their teaching practice that they can act on straight away and that hopefully have an impact on the student success. The online platform also provides access to a global network of experts, and this allows educators to connect, collaborate, and share innovative teaching and learning practices. Our content is available on demand 24/7, and we've designed the content to help those that have little or no support with teaching and learning, and also just to complement and enhance an institution's existing professional development opportunities.
That sounds like a really important service and platform to be delivering, particularly at the moment as we're trying to maintain connections globally. Simon, how were you first introduced to 1HE and how did this partnership come about? What will be the benefits for the IHEA members?
Yeah, thanks, Sian. I'm delighted that we're announcing our partnership with 1HE, because what we think that 1HE will bring to our members is opportunity for the academics and educators within our membership to engage in continuous and ongoing professional development that's delivered online and on demand, and enable our members to keep their staff up to date with best practice in teaching and learning, not only in Australia, but also through the global connections. When we were first made aware of 1HE, Simon Jones had reached out to me from a connection that we shared. And we thought, well, what's the best way that we can test the value of 1HE to our members before we progressed? So we developed a working group from within our membership, a working group of people that I knew were closely engaged at the institutional level in teaching excellence and compliance issues around teaching quality, and asked that they beta test, if you like, the platform for our members. And that group came back and said to us, we think there's some real value in what 1HE offers to the advancement of professional development in the independent sector in Australia. And we think that it would be a great outcome for IHEA and 1HE to be able to form a partnership to offer that service to our members. And that's how we've got to where we are today.
Excellent. So for the members who weren't in that beta testing group, Olivia, what exactly is different about 1HE to perhaps other online courses that might be in existence?
Okay, several things, Sian. I think that our offer can be seen as quite disruptive in a way, in that the content is there to be accessed 24/7. And we're here to really believe that there isn't one right approach or framework in relation to developing your teaching. We believe that as many voices as possible, and we pull those from across the world. So the members have access to courses, resources, and support at any time, and we do that at a fraction of the cost of formal training. All the micro-learning is created and designed in such a way that an educator can apply the learning immediately into their practice. And we offer a comprehensive list of courses and resources. So it's there for those institutions that probably don't have a centre of learning and teaching for the staff to be able to access the content. But it also complements centres of learning and teaching that are there so that they can concentrate on their signature pedagogies. All the content is evidence-based and created with pedagogical experts from across the globe. And what we've really found in the last 6 months is that there's the important aspect is that we have created the content broken up into small formats that allows social learning to happen. And this happens in a global community that is a safe space for educators to come together and comment and suggest ideas on the content as well. And the way we work is also very developmental. So we ask all the time, where should we be going next? So those who work with us have a say in our future and where we go with content production. And what we also want to do is we know that there's a huge amount of expertise out there, not just those who are publishing or known for their expertise, but within institutions, we want to be able to pull out that expertise and showcase and profile individual educators' work. And the other thing is that we position 1HE as an organisation that gives back, and this is fundamental to how we set ourselves up. So in everything that we do, we ask, how do we give back? So we do that by making it a low fee. We give free community space to networks on the platform that wouldn't normally have that type of resource with all the functionality that comes with that. And also, we have a pipeline of content that we will continually and always support under open educational resources. An example of that work on our platform is that we have a relationship with an organization called Equity Unbound. And they have created and brought to us nearly 100 resources on community building with students in the online context. And we want to be able to share those out with as many people as possible. The way in which we position what we do is based a lot on the work of Jim Lang and Small Teaching, where the whole concept is that in order to improve your practice, you don't need to rewrite your syllabus or your curriculum. What you need to do is understand some basics around how students learn, have some good understanding of teaching philosophies, and then make small but impactful changes into how you teach. And that philosophy really works well with our approach and the approach of microlearning.
I think that's a really fantastic approach and philosophy. To give our members kind of a practical example, what would be a short course, so talking about the philosophy of teaching and how students learn best, what would be an example of a course that you think would be of particular interest or that's been relatively popular?
Yes, we have an array of courses on different topics. Supporting student feedback, for example, is a very interesting course, and doing it with students, not to students. And this is a course by Naomi Winston, for example, out of the University of Surrey. We also have a course with Chiadachi out of Deakin University in Australia, also on formative feedback with students as well. Really good examples of showcasing how you transfer the latest thinking on working with students on feedback into a practical approach and how you actually deliver it in practice. Other examples are courses in relation to dealing with confidence and anxiety. So we have a course with Richard Bale from Imperial College London on dealing with anxiety. And within our courses, we also have activities that are there that sit as individual units in themselves, so you can access them directly. So, for example, under the dealing with anxiety, we have facial exercises, breathing exercises, and they're not only talked through how you do them, but there is somebody also on video demonstrating how to do it. And in each of the courses, everything is captioned. It's also supported by an interactive glossary. So you can go as deep as you want into the background research, but also the terms associated within the courses as well.
I think that would be extremely important now, particularly as educators find themselves in this whole new world of having to go online and having to teach in different ways, I can imagine that would be quite anxiety inducing.
Yes, and particularly in the last year when there was this, you know, massive rush to get the teaching in the online context, educators were just thrown in at the deep end. And that is one thing that we've really seen, is that there's definitely the willingness there, but the support, not just on the actual use and the proper use of technology, but everything that surrounds that in relation to the support of, you know, holding the educator's hand through this process and really helping them as much as possible and showing them they're not on their own. And I think this is a really important thing with regard to what we're trying to do at 1HE, is that you're not on your own. Here is a community of educators that are all going through the same thing. And, you know, we're here to support each other.
I think that's really fantastic. And Simon, I can imagine with what we've been discussing recently around ensuring we maintain collegiality of the IHEA network, obviously that's one of the key reasons people and institutions join a peak body is to have that collegiality and that shared experience.
I think that's right, Chan. One of the things that we do at IHEA is endeavour to foster that collegiality amongst our members and their teams, whether that's in their educator teams or in their compliance teams or their student support teams. We try to build a community of interest and collegiality amongst our group. I just might say a couple of other things too, Sean, about how 1HE fits with some of our vision going forward. And that is what we know from student quality surveys in Australia. And there's for anybody listening that's not aware of those, the QUILT, Quality Indicators in Learning and Teaching Surveys of Students, is a government-funded independent survey. Students rank independent providers in Australia with the highest rankings of all providers in measures on learner engagement, measures on skill development, measure on learning resources and overall quality. But we know that quality in that sense isn't a static thing. We know that we need to keep evolving the professionalism and the skills of our educators and our academics within our membership to ensure that they're up to date with best practice, they're participating in the networks that are available to them to keep their training and their skills and practice up to date. But also we know that they've got something to offer others. So part of the 1HE global network means that collegiality that we experience in IHEA can be shared across a global network to the benefit of our members and their educators staying up to date and delivering great student outcomes, and also sharing that experience and learning from others' experience across the network. So collegiality is a big part of what we do, Shard, and this work with 1HE will really build on that, where we think, and looking forward to it rolling out.
Olivia, how does 1HE meet the needs of the independent higher education provider?
We're so pleased with this collaboration to support the independent providers. And what we at 1HE can offer is first affordable staff development and professional development. You know, we can be for those smaller institutes, and of course within the providers, the independent providers, you've got quite a wide array based on size of institutions. But we can be the first port of call for those small institutions to support educators in their teaching practice. We're available 24/7, and we really are looking at this being a format that the look and feel mirrors that of other platforms that you might use in your private life. So for the example of Netflix and Spotify. So this approach is about being fun. It should be second nature that you go onto the platform from the collegiality aspect that we've talked about, but also the latest thinking on effective practice. So we have an app coming within the next month to facilitate that. And also, we're here to support industry academics. These are academics that really sometimes don't have access to professional development. And with the positioning of the private providers with strong access into industry, we want to ensure that these group of academics are really supported. And I would say as well that where we are now, the whole discussion is the move to the new normal. And the new normal is going to be a different approach than what we've had before with regard to how we support students. And therefore, the educators need to be supported in a different way. The model going forward is definitely going to be a hybrid model, which is, yes, a return to face-to-face, but probably a higher percentage of content delivered in the online context. And of course, for Australia, the international student is an extremely important area of focus. The return of the international student is extremely important for the Australian economy and the growth of that area. And really, the delivery of courses going forward will be more in the online context. And we need to be here to prepare those educators to really support student engagement in the online context.
We know that in Australia, independent providers are a key part of that higher education landscape. But we don't work separately from universities. We work together with universities. Many of our members have partnerships with Australian universities, and we heard from Olivia naming some expert academics that do provided course content for them from that university sector in Australia too. So that's all part of collegiality and working together. It's across the sector. But one of the real benefits, I think, in the 1HE arrangement with IHEAR and for our members, and Olivia touched on affordability and availability. Yeah, a significant number of our members are small providers. They don't have large learning departments. They don't have big teams of people working on in-house professional development. And they don't have a lot of time. It's a busy world running education institutions, and teachers are so, and at any level of education, your academics and right through to any of your teaching professions are busy people and need to spend a lot of time trying to stay abreast of things. The 1HE model is really good for those small providers where they can access the content online and in their own time, but also get access to that bigger network. We think it's a really exciting opportunity for independent providers in Australia. We'll be looking forward to the formal launch of our partnership and 1HE's footprint into Australia. We'll be running some webinars for our members and some sessions on the benefits of 1HE and how they can access it as we roll that program out. And then we'll work directly with our members to connect them with 1HE as part of the offer so that they can have a seamless transition into the 1HE platform and start getting the benefits of that professional development access as quickly as possible.
And John, I would say link to that, if anybody wants further information, we have a landing page for all IHEA members. So it's 1he.org/IHEA. And that's a place to come to find out what is available, how to take discussions forward. I'm here as well to create any Zooms with anybody to talk about how the offer particularly can fit individual providers' needs and answer any questions on that.
Fantastic. Thanks, Olivia. And we're also planning on including in the regular member updates what's new on the platform, on the 1HE platform. It's a dynamic platform with lots happening, so we'll make sure that we keep the members up to date each month on what the changes are.
And we also want to really look at the particular needs for the private providers within Australia. And so one way we will do that is we would like to work with, going forward, a cohort of institutions, all welcome, to really, because we talked about earlier that the way we work is a developmental approach. We want to constantly listen to the needs of the providers, what's working, what people are engaging with, also maybe what's missing. And we will go and find that content, whether it's directly with those educators involved within the institutions, or there's a particular area where support is required that doesn't exist. And so we will bring groups together, we will ask opinion, we will share thinking and work in that very engaged developmental way going forward.
Fantastic. I think that's exactly the kind of connection and collaboration that everybody's seeking at the moment, but also more broadly in regular non-COVID times, to share best practice and share our knowledge across the sector. Simon, are there any final words that you'd like to say about this partnership and what it means for, or what you would hope it means for IHEA members going forward?
I'm really excited about the partnership, Sian, and we've talked quite a bit about 1HE and what it offers and how that can benefit our members. We're determined to bring to our members opportunities that enable them to excel. We see it as a role of a peak body to not only be in that advocacy space and not only be talking to media about the decisions of government. We need to help our members to grow. We need to help them prosper. We need to help them do what they're really good at, which is supporting students to succeed. So this partnership with 1HE, you know, is a really important part of the service offer that we provide to our members, and we're really excited about it, Sian.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Olivia and Simon, for having this chat today. All members should feel free to reach out directly to Simon or Sally if you have any questions about the partnership. And as Olivia mentioned, she's happy to have a Zoom chat with anybody about particular details. Lots of different options there for finding out more and making the most of this partnership. So thanks, Olivia and Simon, for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sian. Thanks for facilitating this conversation.